弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
在进入今天的正题之前呢，需要向大家介绍一下保罗当时的背景。
Before I get to the point, I need to give you some background knowledge on Paul at that time.
所以我先来读给大家听，在罗马书二章二十八到二十九节。
So let me first read for you Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and 29.
因为表面上做犹太人的并不是犹太人，在肉身上表面的割礼也不是割礼，唯有在内心做犹太人的才是犹太人，割礼也是心里的，是靠着圣灵而不是靠着仪文。这样的人所受的称赞不是从人来的，而是从神来的。
For a person is not a Jew because of his appearance, nor is circumcision something just external and physical. No, a person is a Jew inwardly, and circumcision is a matter of the heart, brought about by the Spirit, not by a written law. That person's praise will come from God, not from people.
保罗在这一段强调的是真正的犹太人是他心里对神的一个敬畏。
What Paul emphasized here is that the real Jew lies in the inward fear of God.
犹太人呢不需要骄傲，因为他们是神的选民。
Jews need not to be proud that they are God's chosen people.
但是犹太人有没有优势呢？
But do they have any advantage?
当然犹太人也有优势嘛。
Yes, they do.
就是刚才我们读的三章的一到四节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 1 through 4.
那我们再复习一下，今天的题目是犹太人与我何干？
Let us review the topic of today's topic. What do the Jews have to do with me?
我们思想这个题目就是今天的犹太人跟我们有什么关系呢？
Let us reflect on this topic. Today, what do the Jews have to do with us?
让我再读给大家听，在三章的一到四节。
Let me read for you Romans chapter 3, verse 1 through 4.
这样说来，犹太人独特的地方在哪里呢？割礼又有什么益处呢？从各方面来说，的确很多。最重要的是，神的圣言已经托付给他们。即使有人不信，又有什么关系呢？难道他们的不信会使神的信实无效吗？绝不可能，神总是诚实的，人却是虚妄的。正如经上所记，你在话语上显为公义，你被论断的时候必然得胜。
Romans chapter 3 verse 1 through 4. What advantage then does the Jew have, or what value is there in circumcision? There are all kinds of advantages. First of all, the Jews have been entrusted with the utterance of God.What if some of the Jews were unfaithful? Their unfaithfulness cannot cancel God's faithfulness, can it? Of course not. God is true, even if everyone else is a liar. As it is written, you are right when you speak, and win your case when you go into the court.
从这一段当中，我们看见犹太人最大的福气，就是神把他的圣言托付给了犹太人。
In this passage, we see the biggest blessing of the Jews. The first is that they were entrusted with the oracles of God.
请特别注意第三节。
Please pay attention to verse 3.
第三节说，即使有人不信，又有什么关系呢？难道他们的不信会使神的信实无效吗？
Verse 3 tells us that what if some of the Jews were unfaithful?Their unfaithfulness cannot cancel God's faithfulness, can it?
意思呢，就是神应许给犹太人的好处了。
Which means the blessings God had promised to the Jews.
并没有因为犹太人的不信而失效。
Did not fail because of their unbelief.
因为当时许多犹太人有一个想法。
Because at that time, most of the Jews had an idea.
他们以为神既然拣选了犹太人，而且神要应许赐福给犹太人，所以即使犹太人犯罪，神仍然要保住他自己的应许嘛。
They thought that since God had chosen the Jews and promised to bless them, he would have to keep his promise even if the Jews sinned.
保罗说不是这样子的。
Paul said,
原来他们有很大的误会嘛。
It turned out that they had a big misunderstanding.
因为从旧约开始，神赐福给人是有条件的。
Because from the Old Testament, God's blessing is conditional.
就是凡是遵守神话语的人必然蒙福。
God blesses those who obey His word.
不管他是犹太人或者其他的人。
No matter he's Jew or Gentile.
凡是违背神的话的人，神的审判必定临到那人。
God's judgment will surely come upon anyone who disobeys His word.
当然也不管他是犹太人或者他不是犹太人嘛。
Of course, no matter he's a Jew or a Gentile.
这个原则从旧约到新约都是一样的。
This principle keeps the same from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
让我们明白了神是一位赏罚分明的神。
This tells us that God is the God of punishment and reward.
因此我们从刚才读的一到四节整理出来的问题是什么呢？
Therefore, our question from verse 1 through 4 is...
我们看一下这个 PowerPoint 好吗？
Let us see the PPT together.
第一个问题就是人的不信能够废掉神的信实吗？
Does man's faithlessness nullify the faithfulness of God?
答案是不能嘛。
The answer is no.
因为神的本性他是绝对信实可靠的神。
Because the attribute of God is absolutely faithful and infallible.
大家都知道神的计划是透过犹太人把福音传给万邦万族。
Everyone knows that God's plan is to spread the gospel to all nations through the Jew.
所以我们常常说福音完全是神给人的恩典。
That's why we see that the gospel is completely God's grace to humans.
就算神的圣言托付给犹太人，犹太人也没有什么值得夸口的。
Even if the word of God was entrusted to the Jew, they had nothing to boast of.
福音要传给外邦人呢，其实对犹太人也是有益的。
And the gospel being preached to the Gentiles was also good for them.
为什么这么说呢？
Why do I say this?
好叫原来不信的犹太人因为嫉妒的缘故重新思考耶稣就是弥赛亚的真理吗？
Because the unbelieving Jews might, for the sake of envy, reconsider the truth that Jesus is Messiah.
当他们重新思考的时候，可能就有一些犹太人会悔改归信耶稣就是弥赛亚。
When they reconsider the truth, some of the Jews might repent andadmit that Jesus is the Messiah.
保罗呢就以自己为例了。
Paul took himself as an example.
他说神弃绝他的百姓吗？
He said, did God reject his own people?
断乎没有。
Of course not.
你如果读罗马书，你发现呢，保罗是用一个一问一答的方式来解释真理。
If you have read the book of Romans, you will see that Paul always ask a question, then followed by an answer.
所以很多人都佩服这个保罗的这一个逻辑思维啊。
So a lot of people admire the strong logic of Paul.
保罗说：“我也是犹太人呐。”
Paul said, "I am a Jew."
因为保罗是亚伯拉罕的后裔，便雅悯支派的人嘛。
Since Paul was from the tribe of Benjamin, a descendant of Abraham.
由此可见，神并没有弃绝他的犹太选民啊。
So God did not reject his chosen people, the Jews.
所以当时有一些犹太人有一个很大的误会啊。
So there was a misunderstanding among some of the Jews at that time.
因为他们以为神既然应许了犹太人，所以神就非救犹太人不可，这个误会太大。
They thought since God had promised them, he therefore had to save the Jews no matter what. This was a big misunderstanding.
就像今天很多人也误会《使徒行传》十六章三十一节，我们看一下 PPT 啊。
Just as some people today misunderstanding Acts 16 verse 31, let us see the slide.
大家都很熟啊，这一节说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家就必得救。
Believe on the Lord Jesus, and your family will be saved.
有人读了这个经文就以为啊，家里面只要爸爸信主了，我们全家通通自动得救了。
After reading this, some people therefore think that if the father believes in the Lord, the whole family will be saved automatically.
你们告诉我有没有这种事情啊？没有啊。
You can tell me.
对不起，没有这个事情，因为得救是神和你个人的关系。
Sorry, there is no such thing because salvation is entirely your personal relationship with God.
难怪有人说的妙，说神只有儿女，但是神呢，没有孙儿女。
Someone puts it well, God has children but no grandchildren.
所以不是一个家庭里面一个人得救了，那么你全家就自动得救。对不起，没有这回事情。
So it's not that when one person is saved, your whole family are saved automatically. It doesn't work that way.
保罗讲的意思也是这样子。
Paul means the same way actually.
不要以为你是犹太人，如果你不信，你照样没有得救嘛。
Don't think just because you are a Jew, you will be saved.
虽然宏观的角度来讲，是神拣选了整个的犹太民族，但那并不表示只要你是犹太人，你就自动得救，不是这样子。
It is true that God has chosen a Jew as His chosen people, but it doesn't mean that if you are a Jew, you will be saved automatically.
那上个礼拜呢，这个张牧师给我们很好的信息啊。
Last Sunday, Pastor John had given us a very good message.
他要我们记住两个字。
He asked us to remember two words.
第一个是念。
The first one is covet.
啊，就是不要贪恋世界，不要贪恋虚荣。
Don't covet the world. Don't covet vanity.
啊，这个是消极的，不好的嘛。
This is a positive side.
另外一个字呢
？The other one is.
你们还记不记得
？Do you remember that？
啊，才一个礼拜啊。
Just one week passed.
另外一个字是要快。
The other one is fast.
啊，就是要快快的去传扬福音嘛。
It means we should go fast and spread the gospel.
大家看到这个世界各种的乱象。
We see all the chaotic in the world.
不需要我再重复了。
I don't have to repeat them.
那我们能做的就是我们现在就赶快彼此鼓励，快快传扬耶稣基督的福音。
What we can do is that we need to encourage one another and spread the gospel of Jesus.
因为圣经多次提醒我们不要单单听到，而且要去什么行动。
Because the scripture reminds us several times that be doers of the word and not hearers only.
所以我鼓励大家呢，先把开心小站的小视频呢分享给你的亲朋好友嘛。
So I encourage every one of you will spread the video of Joyful Station to your relatives.
感谢主，看过的人都觉得还不错。
Thank God that after seeing this video, everything is good.
不但你自己看了，而且你手指轻轻点一点，就发给你的五个、十个亲朋好友，让他们也看见。
Not only should you yourself watch it, you can just use your finger to spread to your relatives.
还没完哦。
It's not the end.
然后你再问他说。你看了你觉得怎么样啊？你最喜欢哪一集啊？哪些重点是可以帮助你的？你就有一个话题可以跟他跟进交流嘛。
Then you can also follow up with questions like this. Which one do you like most? Do you have some questions? Then you will have some topics to talk with them about the gospel.
请问你容不容易做到？容易吧。 对不对
？Isn't it very easy for you to do that？
在这个疫情之下，你先把福音的种子撒出去。
So under the pandemic, you can just spread the seed of the gospel.
就是你手指一点，就有很多人可以看到。那些人也鼓励他传给更多的人，更多的人就收到福音的种子了。
Just with a click, you can spread the seed of the gospel to more people, and more people will receive the seed of the gospel.
这么多年来，我的学习是什么呢？
So for so many years, what have I learned?
我告诉你们一个秘密。
I'll tell you a secret.
当我学习先求神的国和神的义的时候，你放心，其余我需要的，神都会加给我。
When I seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all I need will be added to me.
同意的人请说。Amen.
If you agree with me, please say Amen.
所以我鼓励你，今天下午、今天晚上，这个礼拜天下午晚上时间是最好，你就把开心小蛋的视频发出去。
So I encourage you to spread the video of the Joyful Station to your friends and your relatives this afternoon.
接下来我们一起再读罗马书三章的五到八节。
Let us continue with Romans chapter 3, verse 5 to 8.
我且照着人的见解来说，我们的不义若彰显神的义，我们可以说什么呢？难道降怒的神是不义的吗？绝对不是。如果是这样，神怎么能审判世界呢？哦，还有 ，OK。但是神的诚实，如果因我的虚妄而更加显出他的荣耀来。为什么我还要像罪人一样受审判呢？为什么不说我们去作恶以成善呢？有人回谤我们说我们讲这样的话，这种人被定罪是理所当然的。
Romans chapter 3 verse 5 through 8. But if our unrighteousness serve to confirm God's righteousness, what can we say? God is not unrighteous when he vents his wrath on us, is he?I'm talking in human terms. Of course not. Otherwise, how could God judge the world? For if through my falsehood, God's truthfulness glorifies him even more, why am I still being condemned as a sinner? Or can we say, as some people slander us by claiming that we say, let's do evil that good may result. They deserve to be condemned.
这一段的意思到底在讲什么？
What does this passage mean?
如果犹太人的不义反而凸显出神的义来了，那为什么神还要向人发怒呢？
If the unrighteousness of the Jews were to manifest the righteousness of God even more, why then does God vent his wrath on men?
他们的意思就是因为人的恶反而把神的义表明出来了。
They mean that Man's wickedness make manifest the righteousness of God.
所以如果照他们的意思呢，这样说来，人对神岂不是大有功劳吗？
So in that sense, is a man full of credit to God?
所以他们就说，那人为什么还要受到神的审判呢？
So they ask, why should man be judged?
为什么不说我们可以作恶来成善呢？
Why not say that we can do evil for good?
我们有 PowerPoint 哈，看一下哈。这个保罗回答说什么呢
？What did Paul answer？
保罗回答说：“断乎不可。
”By no means。
理由很简单嘛。
The reason is simple。
因为神的善不需要靠人的恶来表达。
For the good of God need not to be manifested by the evil of man。
现在我手上拿了一个白色的杯子。大家都认同这是白色的杯子吧
？Now I take a white cup, and you agree that it's a white cup, right?
请问，我需不需要再拿一个黑色的杯子来证明说，哦，这才是白色的杯子啊
？Do I have to take a black cup to show that it's white?
根本不需要嘛。
Not at all.
所以我就常常在想呢，人自以为很聪明， 故意在那边搅来搅去，但是在神的眼中是一件很可笑的事情嘛。
So I have often thought that men are clever in their own eyes and stir things around in purpose. But what they do is actually ridiculous in God's eyes.
因此我们要理解这个真理啊。
Therefore, we need to understand this truth.
就是神的真善美根本就不需要人的罪恶来凸显出神的圣洁。
That is, God is true, good, and beautiful. No human wickedness is needed to highlight God's holiness.
反而是神圣洁的光芒会照出我们人内心的黑暗嘛。
On the contrary, it's the holy light of God shines upon the darkness of human hearts.
难怪主耶稣自己宣称，我们看 PowerPoint， 在约翰福音八章十二节这样说。
No wonder Jesus claimed in John chapter 8, verse 12.
我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
I am the light of the world. The one who follows me will never walk in darkness.
可见耶稣基督就是属灵的真光嘛。
Jesus is a true spiritual light.
所以凡是选择弃暗投明的人，就变成了光明之子。
So he who chooses to forsake darkness for light becomes the son of light.
圣经是完全反对作恶成善的谬论。
The Bible is completely opposed to the fallacy of doing evil to make good.
因为那都是人的狡辩。
Because that's all human chicanery.
事实上，神对一切作恶的人绝不宽容的。
In fact, God has no tolerance for anyone who does evil.
理由很简单，因为神是公义审判的神。
Because God is a righteous God.
那些作恶的人是自己选择去作恶，所以他们要为他们自己的行为负责。
Those who do evil choose to do evil, so they are responsible for their actions.
看看我们今天的社会，总有人颠倒是非，黑白不分。
Just look at our society today. There are always people who turn the facts upside down and confound right and wrong.
前一阵子啊，有不少的人打破这个商店的窗户啊，去抢劫里面的财物。
Some time ago, quite a few people broke shop windows and robbed the things inside.
好像到今天这个 Portland 的这个示威抢劫啊，这个暴动仍然没有停止。
It seems that the robbery and the looting in Portland still continue.
但是有一个人接受记者访问的时候，他怎么说了？
But when someone was interviewed by a journalist.
他把这个打劫说成是补赏，补赏他们。
He said that his robbery is a compensation to him.
所以他去打劫别人的财物，打破商店抢人家的东西呢，是合情合理合法的。
So he thinks that it's very reasonable and right for him to break the law, break other people's window, and rob other people's property.
为什么叫做打劫？为什么叫 looting 啊？
Why do we say that? Say the word looting.
打劫这个字就说明你去做了犯法的事情，你去抢人家的财物嘛，根本就是违法的嘛。
Looting means you someone breaks the law and rob other people's property. It's against the law, actually.
大家有没有注意到，明明是打劫这个字，却把它转变成哦，这个是补赏，把这个意思怎么样，偏偏用另外一个形容词、一个名词来混淆视听。
The word looting has been used as compensation for the people who break the law. It just want to confound right and wrong.
所以今天我们真的要求主帮助我们看清撒旦的诡计。
So today we need to pray to the Lord that we can make out the devilry of Satan.
因为事实上在这个背后现象的背后是一个激烈的属灵的征战。
Because behind this phenomenon is a fierce spiritual war.
撒旦在人心的工作就变成造反都有理了。
The work of Satan the work of Satan in human heart is just to justify rebellion.
其实神的真理非常清楚的吗？
Actually, God's truth is very clear.
对的就是对的，错的就是错，错的。
What is right is right, and what is wrong is wrong.
黑的就是黑的，白的就是白的，在神的眼中没有所谓的灰色地带。
Black is black and white is white. There is no such thing as a gray area in God's eyes.
在神的眼中也没有说不清的事情。
There is no such thing as equivocal in God's eyes.
因为那都是撒旦搞出来的花样啊。
Because that's all Satan's tricks.
我请问大家，你是喜欢喝茶还是喜欢喝咖啡？
Let me ask you, do you like tea or coffee?
当然，有的人早上喝咖啡啊，下午喝茶。
Of course, someone choose to have a coffee in the morning and tea in the afternoon.
但是我要讲的重点是，没有人把茶跟咖啡混在一个杯子里面来喝的嘛。
But my point is that nobody mix tea with coffee in one cup.
因为那个味道很奇怪。
Because that would be a weird taste.
我要讲的重点，咖啡就是咖啡，茶就是茶吗？
My point is, coffee is coffee and tea is tea.
那是不同的名称，不同的性质，不同的味道。
They are different tastes because of different nature and different names.
所以拜托，不要搅混在一起。
So please don't mix them up.
保罗对当时的犹太人就是这个意思。
That's also what Paul meant to the Jews.
一个真正重生得救的基督徒，绝不会利用神的恩典成为自己放纵情欲的借口。
Any true born-again Christian will never use God's grace as an excuse for his own indulgence.
事实上，一个领受了新生命的人呢，他对罪非常敏感。
In fact,People who receive new life are very sensitive to sin.
何况还有圣灵在我们的里面提醒我们要结出圣灵的果子来。
What is more, the Holy Spirit indwelling reminds us to live a holy life and strive to bear spiritual fruit.
今天我们结果子都来不及了，哪里会去想犯罪的事情呢？
Today we don't even have enough time to bear fruit. How can we spare the time to consider committing sin?
很多的弟兄姐妹每天盼望的就是能够跟主更亲近，每天能够与主同行嘛。
A lot of brothers and sisters have this hope that we can walk with the Lord every day.
想想看，你怎么样每一天能够与主同行呢？
Let us think about it. How can we walk with the Lord every day?
第一个，你先要有一个渴慕主的心吧。
You must first ever have a longing for the Lord.
第二个，你肯定要看重主的话。
The second, you must honor God's word.
第三个，你要愿意敏锐圣灵的带领，而且是顺服圣灵的带领嘛。
The third is that you should be sensitive and submissive to the Holy Spirit's lead.
换句话说，我们整个人的情意志都是想要讨主的喜悦嘛。
In other words, our whole body should work to please the Lord.
而且这是你自动自发的想要与主联合，想要与主同行。
It's your own willing to walk with the Lord.
这样你就实践了这个诫命中的第一大诫命，就是你会尽心、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
Then you just practice the first commandment, that loving the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.
其次是什么？你要
怎么样？
爱人如己嘛。
To love your neighbor as yourself.
前一段时间很多人都在谈论一句话。
Some time ago, many people have been talking about a topic.
就是在这个疫情之下，我们当怎么样的装备自己？在疫情之下，我们怎么样去关怀、帮助别人？很好。
That is on how should we equip ourselves under the pandemic, and how should we care and help others under the pandemic? That's great.
当然，也有些人会比较忧愁，因为看了很多负面的新闻。
Though somebody may be sad because of a lot of sad news.
但是我们不要忘记，在疫情之上，是那一位掌管、统管万有我们的主在掌管人类的历史。
But don't forget that above the pandemic, the Lord of all is in charge of our human history.
是那一位坐在宝座上的主垂听我们的祷告。
It's the Lord sitting on the throne who hears our prayer.
同意人请说，阿们。
If you agree, please say amen.
所以我们真的要爱主更深，爱人更多嘛。
So we really need to love God more and love people more.
感谢主啊，我们教会的弟兄姐妹啊，都在成长当中。
Thank God, the brothers and sisters in our church are all growing up.
而且我发现很多人都非常的积极啊，侍奉非常认真。
And I noticed that a lot of people are very zealous.
你们真的很棒，牧师以你们为荣。
You have been so wonderful. I'm so proud of you.
我们有信心，将来我们的教会一定会大大兴旺起来。
We are confident that our church will grow stronger in the future.
回到今天的主题，犹太人到底和我们有什么关系呢？
Back to today's topic, what do the Jews have to do with us anyway?
我们来读一下创世纪的十二章的一到三节。
Let's read together Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3.
好，耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，到我指示你的地方去。我必使你成为大国，赐福给你，使你的名为大，你也必使别人得福。给你祝福的，我必赐福给他；咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都必因你得福。
The Lord told Abraham, "You are to leave your land, your relatives, and your father's house, and go to the land that I'm going to show you."I will make a great nation of your descendants. I will bless you, and I'll make your reputation great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, but I will curse the one who curses you. And through you, all the people of the earth will be blessed.
这是非常有名的亚伯拉罕之约。
This is God's famous covenant with Abraham.
就是表明了神要借着亚伯拉罕实现神对全人类的拯救计划。
It shows that God wants to realize His plan for all mankind through Abraham.
请大家注意第三节啊。
Let us look at verse 3.
为你祝福的呢，我必赐福于他；但是咒诅你的呢，神就必咒诅他。
I will bless those who bless you, but I will curse the one who curses you.
我们看见一个非常明显的对比。
We can see an obvious contrast.
可见这是神对亚伯拉罕的一个应许。
And this is God's promise to Abraham.
今天如果我们多关心一下以色列，并且为他们祷告的话呢，我们就蒙神的祝福。
Today, if we are willing to pray for and care for Israel, we will be blessed by God.
就是这么简单。
It is that simple.
大家都知道那些阿拉伯的国家想要消灭以色列呢，你放心，上帝必定会保守以色列，而且审判那些想消灭以色列的那些国家。
Those Arab countries want to destroy Israel, but you can rest assured that God will protect Israel and God's judgment will come upon them.
以色列从1948年复国到今天，经过多少的战争，多少的欺压，神仍然保守他们。
Israel have go through many troubles from 1948, but as a small country, it has always been protected by God.
大家都知道以色列那个土地啊，一点点呢，人口也就是一点点，旁边全是强国。
We all know that Israel has a very small.
但是有神的应许，有神的保守。
Though as a small country, surrounded by some strong countries, but it has always been protected by God.
其实犹太人有四个特点值得我们学习的。
Actually, they have four characteristics worth learning from.
哎，我们来看一下 PPT。
Let us see the slides.
第一个特点就是以色列人非常注重家庭的和谐。
The first one is Israelites value family harmony.
这一点像我们华人啊，这个家和万事兴的一个观念。
Which is similar to our Chinese concept, that is, a peaceful family will prosper.
以色列人非常看重家庭伦理的价值观。
They attach great importance to the ethical values of the family.
所以他们有一个非常稳固的基础。
So they have a very solid foundation.
千家万户都非常的合一。
Thousands of households are all very united.
难怪这个国家它是相当的强盛。
No wonder the country of Israel is quite strong.
因为家庭是社会国家最重要最小的一个单位嘛。
Because family is the small unit of the country.
专家发现美国这么多动乱，是因为很多的家庭的爸爸不见了。
Some experts just have this this idea that the reason why this American society is so is in chaos is because many father in the family.
所以一个国家的强不强盛，你从他们的家庭就可以看出一点名堂来。
So if a country is strong, you can judge just from their family.
第二点是以色列人，他们非常看重儿女的教育。
The second is, the Israelites value the education of their children.
啊，这一点跟我们华人啊非常相似吧。
Which is also consistent with our Chinese.
但是大部分的华人好像只看重成绩单而已。
But most of the Chinese people only focus on grade.
而忽略了品格教育。
But ignore the education on character.
以色列人却把品格教育放在第一。
But the Israelites put first the education on character.
以色列人的小孩从小就要读这个 Torah， 要读这个摩西五经的。
They started reading the Pentateuch as a very young age.
所以这些小孩子在上帝话语的潜移默化中，造就了他们一个优秀的品格。
So God's word has imperceptibly shaped their excellent character.
所以今天大部分的以色列人都是品学兼优的。
So the majority of Israelites are high achievers.
这也自然促成了他们第三个特点。
This naturally contributes to their third trait.
就是他们的科技，哇，他们的财务，他们的商业都非常强啊。
They are very advanced in technology and business.
大家都知道，十几年前以色列人就发明了滴灌技术嘛。
As we all know, drip irrigation was invented in Israel more than a decade ago.
虽然在沙漠地带，但是却靠着这个高科技的这个滴灌技术，一滴水都不会浪费哈，能够种植蔬菜啊，能够种植水果，还有很多的植物啊。
Though dwelling in the desert, they were still able to grow vegetables and plants using drip irrigation.
当时就引发了啊全世界各国的注意啊。
This attracted the attention of the world at that time.
所以很多农业专家就跑去学习，他们怎么能够在沙漠地能够开片这么大的绿洲啊？
So many people went to learn the drip irrigation technology of Israel.
今天他们的科技也是非常强盛的。
Today their technology is still very advanced.
因为他们有一流的头脑。
For they have the top rank talent.
讲到犹太人做生意，那就更不用说了。
When it comes to business, no need to mention more about the Israelites.
你去看看华尔街那些财经专家，大部分都是犹太人。
Just look at the financial experts on Wall Street, many of whom are Jewish.
他们非常精明而且勤劳。
They are very smart and hardworking.
还有第四个特点。
And the fourth trait is.
犹太人非常团结。
The Israelites are very united.
一旦以色列这个国家有危难的时候。
Whenever Israel is in need.
他们的祷告、他们的人才、他们的钱财，全部都全力去支持他们的祖国以色列。
They immediately gave their country their full support with talents, money, and prayers.
以色列这么小的一个国家，这么一点人口，但是却是蒙神所拣选的百姓。
Israel is such a small country with such a small population, but it's God's chosen people.
因为神纪念他与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
Because God remembers His covenant with Abraham.
神说，为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必，神必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你啊，亚伯拉罕得福。
God said, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all people on earth will be blessed through you.
今天的题目是犹太人和我们有什么关系呢？
Today's topic is, what do the Jews have to do with us?
你觉得有没有关系呢？
What do you say?
今天我们虽然不是血统上的犹太人，
So we are not Jews by blood.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们都是亚伯拉罕属灵的子孙嘛。
But the Bible tells us that we are Abraham's spiritual descendants.
让我们一同来为以色列祷告吧。
Let us pray together for Israel.
亲爱的巴父，我们恳求你看顾保守你自己的选民犹太人。
Dear Abba Father, we pray that you will protect your own chosen people, the Israelites.
我们也恳求你保守以色列国。
We ask you to protect the Israel.
虽然他们面对啊四围的强敌。
Though they are surrounded by strong enemies.
但是求主加添他们的信心，他们的力量。
But we pray that you will add their confidence and strength.
也帮助我们常常为他们祷告。
And help us to pray for them frequently.
我们知道你来的日子越来越近了。
We know that your second coming is in hand.
求你的圣灵大大在我们心里做工。
We pray that your Holy Spirit work in our hearts.
让我们实践啊，这个啊，你快要来的时候，我们赶紧积极的来传扬你的福音。
Let us spread your gospel before your second coming.
因为你是从死里复活的主，得胜再得胜的主。
Because you are raised from the dead and you are the victor.
我们靠着你的大能大力，没有难成的事情。
There is nothing we cannot do with your strength.
再一次恳求你带领我们的教会。
We pray again that you will lead our church.
爱主更深，爱人更多。
Love the Lord more and love people more.
也恳求你使用开心小站的小视频。
And we pray you to use the video of Joyful Station.
能够 touch 到更多福音朋友的心灵。
That they can reach the heart of a lot of seekers.
帮助我们弟兄姐妹愿意跟进关怀的工作。
Help our brothers and sisters to follow up.
我们感谢你把一切的荣耀归给你。
We thank you and all glories be.
祷告祈求奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.